Welcome to LX Sessions, a showcase for local music, and a chance to get a closer look into the acts that are shaping the music scene in Greater Cincinnati. Tonight, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Tweens, a self-proclaimed nasty doo-woppy band from Cincinnati, with roots in both the great girl groups of the 60s and in the blistering punk lawlessness of the 1990s. Tweens have come out of a virtual nowhere and have quickly become a juggernaut in the local music scene. And like many people in town, my first introduction to Tweens was when they opened for the Breeders at the Southgate House Revival on March 27th to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the album Last Splash. And to put it quite simply, I was blown away. I had a feeling there was something special about this trio, and I wanted to get a chance to speak with them before they got too big for my little show. So with me today in the VXU studios is guitarist and lead singer B.B. Tween, drummer Jerry Queen, and bass player Dabney Teen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So this has been a huge couple of months for you guys, hasn't it?
No kidding. Yeah, it's been crazy.
So what kind of things have been happening?
After that show with the Breeders at the Southgate House Revival, they asked us on tour for a string of dates on the East Coast, and that's in about 2 weeks, and it's crazy. We're playing like Washington, D.C., Philly, and New York with them, and they're totally sold out.
Kim casually mentioned it after the show, and we didn't really think it was actually a reality, you know?
Yeah.
So once we actually got some emails from their booking agent, it was like, wow.
So Kim Deal just walks up to you and says, hey, we want to take you on tour with us.
Just mentioned like, oh, we should talk about doing shows in May. And it's like, yeah, doing shows in May with the Breeders.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, absolutely.
Right. How did you get hooked up with the Breeders in the first place?
Jim Blaze from Shake It Records, she asked him about who should open up their show, their warm-up show for Last Splash. And he said Tweens. And she told us that she watched some YouTube videos, and she was like, yeah, hey, do you want to open for us? She emailed us, and it was...
And it's just that simple.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Got like a call from their tour manager one day, and I was like, wait a minute, who is this? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm the tour manager of the Breeders.
And we're like,
oh, wow. This is...
And so how did you get connected with Jim Blaze then?
We had no idea he knew where we are. I've never seen him at a tween show.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, he's definitely someone that's, always been very involved with the music scene in Cincinnati, though I haven't seen any of our shows. We all live in Northside. We see him around, it's...
But he's definitely
familiar,
connected.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's just...
I think he lives on our street.
Yeah, he does. I think he lives like
That's
a few
why.
Blocks away.
Here's it's all who you live near.
Yeah, no kidding.
God,
location,
I love
location,
Northside.
Location.
And I understand that you just completed the second pressing of your CD live at Mohawk.
Oh yeah.
Cassette tape.
Yeah, tape. Oh. Does the tape.
Cassette tape. Oh wow. Okay, going old school.
Yeah, that was like the first thing we released, and that was, I guess, last June. And it's just like a tape of covers, and we made a second tape in January that had like all of our demos, like original demos and stuff on them, January of this year, and we sold out of those, and we wanted to have something to sell when we were on tour with the Breeders, so we repressed it.
Well, and like I said before, you guys, like I said, kind of came out of nowhere. How long have you been together?
It'll be a year in May or June.
So have you toured before?
Yeah. We did a big East Coast tour in March. And then our first tour was in October, and it was just kind of a week Midwest tour.
Just a week long?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are your expectations touring with the Breeders? This got to be a whole different ballgame.
Definitely. I mean, it's going to be incredible exposure for sure. I mean, I think one of our biggest goals is to tour as much as possible. That's what we want to do. See some places we've never seen before.
It'll be interesting doing three shows with the Breeders and then about a week of shows on our own coming home.
Yeah, we're going to tour on the way
back.
That
first show on our own will probably be like a, landing back on Earth kind of situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself feeling intimidated that, I'm standing here next to Kim Deal?
All the time. I didn't know what to say to her. It was just an honor that she asked us. I was just kind of speechless most of the time. She was so nice, but it was very intimidating to talk to her, for sure.
What do you think of the new Southgate House?
That was actually my first time in there.
Me too.
It's
Me
beautiful.
Too.
The cathedral, I guess the
It
sanctuary.
Almost felt like when you were watching the Breeders play that you were just right back at the old one. in that room to me.
Yeah.
It's the same,
same faces, familiar faces. Definitely. That's what I liked a lot too.
Yeah, all the staff is like people that you've definitely
grew up
run into before at the old South Gate House.
Sure.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think I'd like to hear a little bit more music from you. So what would you like to play next?
Next song is one of the demos that we have online, Be Mean.
This is LX Sessions, and we are in the studio with Tweens. Before you guys started, you told me that tonight, actually, you're driving down to Nashville.
Yeah.
So what's going on down there?
Well, actually, you kind of, I know it's...
It's like, it's not really a Record Store Day thing. I think it's like affiliated with the Infinity Cat label. Some people from that set up this event. I feel like it's outdoors, but maybe at a house. I don't really know. It should be kind of wild. I'm expecting it to be a good time. And then we wanted to get down there tonight so that we'd have all day tomorrow, you know, just to
go through scope record stores.
Out Record Store Day everywhere.
Totally.
So you're not entirely sure what to expect, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. It should be good.
We know it's going to be a good show, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're in the right hands.
Do you know, are there other bands playing that all, you know, tomorrow?
Study Hall.
Yeah, that's the one, the only one I'm familiar with
Tweens
so far.
Tweens and Study Hall.
Study Hall is one of our friends who's from Cincinnati who now lives in Nashville. Casey, he's in a bunch of really cool Nashville bands, like Diarrhea Planet, but I guess this is his new project, and I'm really excited to hear what it is.
Awesome.
I bet it's cool.
He's a local legend, the Pinstripes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So one question that comes to mind is, how did you get to the name Tweens?
It came really easy. It really did. I
don't really remember the process.
I feel like the word was, because we all live together, so we, you know, I don't know. We always have like these crazy jokes, stupid
probably
jokes.
Ridiculous conversations that end up resulting
in I feel like
a real band name.
Tweens, like we were throwing that word around, or we were using it a lot, teeny bopper, that kind of thing. And when we finally were like, oh, we need a band name, we're like, oh, Tweens.
It seems so obvious to you.
Yeah, and we're exactly. Like, it's perfect. I don't know. Usually you sweat that sort of thing. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the hardest thing is picking your band name. But it was, I don't know, it was really easy.
Do you find it's harder to play as a three-piece than, say, a four or five?
No, I think it's easier.
I've never been in a four-piece band.
I played in one four-piece band, and it was interesting, but the three-piece is
the way to
a tried-and-true equation.
This is my first band.
Now, I noticed in the first song that you guys played, when you're playing bass, it seemed like you were playing almost like playing chords.
Yeah, sometimes I'll play bass chord. Oh, that's another one of the things with three-piece bands, I guess, is
filling it out.
Like people finding their spots to fill in space. So there's be some times where I'll play chords just to take up more, you know, room with sound, I guess, just to give it a bigger push.
Exactly. That's what I was wondering about, just to, you know, to get that bigger sound. How do you, what's your songwriting process? Or is there one?
No, there is.
What kind of happened? Well, for some of like the demos that we wrote, a lot of the originals in January, and that was when I was trying to kind of figure out how like they. I mean, you've written both songs before.
Yeah, Jerry is a. I don't know. I feel it seems like Bridget and Jerry's minds combined would create a lot of.
Yeah, I was like trying to figure out how to do it. It was like kind of intimidating. Honestly, I had really no idea.
I mean, she'd have these really cool parts,
yeah.
And I'd be like, "Wow, I would never have thought of that."
They'd be
and
like,
it's "Cool." So
guitar
it's like,
chords.
Then I'd have ideas too, and we'd put them together. And
yeah, I would put lyrics over it, or well, we would finish, like whether it be like tie-ins with like. Bridges or like trying to connect different power, like different
structure,
different like chord progressions that I was messing around with, and we would finish the instrumentals and then I would sit on it for a few days, work on it, and then put lyrics over it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we've written most of them.
That's always my favorite part is when we finish a song and then she brings the lyrics to practice and it's like makes the song so much better.
It's
perfect.
Like, this finishing feels so good.
And then we recorded like on our 8-track or on our phones even sometimes.
Yeah,
just so we can like listen to it all day long.
Yeah, we're
it's
so excited.
Cool.
Definitely.
Now, I've read in different interviews and in some articles about you guys where they often will make reference to girl groups, particularly like the Shangri-Las.
Yeah.
Is that a band that you're heavily influenced by?
Actually, the Shangri-Las are my favorite girl group. I feel like we don't get compared to them as much as I would want to. It's usually, you know, Crystals or Ronettes or... But, yeah, Shangri-Las, I like them a lot because they were always the sassiest. Plus, I think they had consistently the best jams. But girl group, for sure. I mean, when we, like, first started playing music together, I brought down a Dixie Cups song and we practiced it. And I was just, like, in the midst of this, like, huge girl group obsession. So it was just, like... the right time, it seemed like. Everything from late 50s, early 60s girl groups to just like female punk groups from like the 70s to the 90s,
like Runaways.
Definitely the Runaways, Bobby Teens, like 90s budget rock bands like the Trash Women, and like we cover a Pleasure Seeker song, so Susie Quattro. Yeah, just kind of Nikki and the Corvettes, just like particularly women who were like troublemakers, who sang about starting trouble, you know, just doing all the things that all the bad boys did. That spoke to me a lot.
I was going to say, that seems like that's something that's obviously very important to you.
Yeah, it's really honest. I feel like, I mean, yeah, like the Riot Girl movement spoke a lot to me for sure. But I really had to hear female musicians just, like, being honest even about being bad to, like, really, like, feel an impact. And also feel like I could start playing music myself. That was definitely a really big thing for me.
Now, another thing I'm personally very curious about is when you guys go on tour, do you have jobs, or what's your employment situation? Do you have to quit your job to go on tour? Do you have to?
The biggest thing is finding jobs that are very flexible sort of thing.
Me
and
Jerry consistently have had one of those jobs.
Yeah, me and Jerry work together. Peyton used to work there too. We work at Iris Book Cafe on Main Street. Our boss, Julie, she kind of almost encourages that sort of thing. So when we go at it for an extended period of time, we just got to give enough notice, and she kind of, I don't know. She likes that we creatively fuel OTR.
She wants to hire artists.
Yeah, that's definitely goal. Like a big thing for her. Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Sure, that whole place just seems like a big artist colony.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then I bartend and book shows at a bar. So
yeah.
I'm able to escape, you know.
Well, it's also kind
needed.
Of like a work from the road kind of thing too.
I can book stuff from the road too. So
I was just curious, like just in the whole pragmatic reality part of that world, and how do you just take off for a week or two at a time and just make that happen?
It's definitely like an anomaly when you can find something like that, but it happens. It really does. There are people who understand
true freedom.
Cool.
We like book all of our own shows too, so like a lot of work goes into it for a long time.
Yeah, we're also
leading up to it, so it's like even before you're gone, you're already losing your mind about it.
Totally.
So when you get back, what happens then? Do you have plans for the summer?
Yeah, well, our band Vacation's going on tour in June. Then after that, I think we're gonna try to start working on recording a tweens record like a little bit later in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, keep touring.
Yeah, I get the ball rolling on that.
Start hustling that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear one more song from tweens, and we'll see what happens.
Rattle and Rollin'.
If you want.
I mean,
that's cool with me.
Yeah, originals. Okay, you ready? Not
I've had the great pleasure of meeting with Tweens. Look for a whole lot more of them in the months to come. Thank you to Rick Andrus for doing all of the audio production for tonight's LX Sessions. And as always, you can find links to more information about the Tweens at wvxu.org/LX. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.